I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Does the area need an economic development corporation? And will fracking ever take off in Illinois? I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, we've been hearing about the potential for fracking in the state for a long time. There was a permit that was granted for a company to begin that work. Now that company has changed its mind.
Well, Woolsey Energy Company is out of Wichita, Kansas, was the first to be approved for a fracking permit for a site in White County in southeast Illinois under a 2013 law. Now the company has asked that permit be withdrawn. The department has approved that. At this point, it appears fracking is on indefinite hold in Illinois.
Of course, fracking has a lot of opponents when it comes to things like environmental concerns and others, but there is also a potential for jobs, and that's one thing that has attracted a lot of people to this idea.
Now, that's one thing that was interesting about this. Woolsey Company said there is potential in southeast Illinois for oil and gas production through this method, which, as you point out, is very controversial. They cited the cost of Illinois regulations and compliance and said that cost combined with what are fairly low prices right now for oil, the project just didn't justify the expense of the drilling. So they dropped plans. They say they have no plans to revise them, and there are no other permits pending right now in Illinois.
Well, the Sangamon County Board getting ready to vote toward creation of a nonprofit economic development corporation. What is this all about for those that haven't been following it?
This is the first significant vote for this concept of creating a countywide economic development corporation that would basically oversee the various job creation and retention efforts for the county. The Sangamon County Board is scheduled to vote next week on a $500,000 commitment to that project. But the big question still remains whether the city of Springfield will contribute financially to this effort. So this is one vote of many, but it is an important one, and at least according to supporters, should get this project rolling.
Of course, there have been a lot of people working on economic development in the area for a long time. What would make this different?
Well, you recall a few weeks ago, the Sangamon County Board released a report that referred to silos of economic development. Basically, the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing in some cases. And they'd like to put this all under an umbrella organization, which is fairly common in other areas of the state. They indicate it would have the money and the professional staff to really focus all of these efforts on job creation. And that same report, you'll recall, indicated this was something they'd like to see done because of the slow population growth, slow income growth, and slow job growth the last few years in Sangamon County. Probably the key to this, just what the city of Springfield decides to do, and the mayor, Langfelder, has said he still has a lot of questions about it.
There's something new at the Springfield Airport, a classroom. What's going on there?
Lincolnland Community College has been training aviation mechanics there for several years now. These are very much in-demand jobs. They have something like 100% placement rate in these positions, and many of them are here at the airport. Well, the Levi Ray and Schaub donated $850,000 toward construction of a new classroom, and what that will allow them to do. They have about 25 students now. They could go up to 50, eventually up to about 75, and so create more jobs there, and probably a lot of those, as I say, going to work here locally.
Finally, this week, the UIS campus soon will be home to a student union. You had an update on that.
They have an opening date now. This project's been in the works for a little over a year and a half since they broke ground, and now they have January 14th is scheduled to be the grand opening. And as you know, Sean, that's a centerpiece to the campus, but it also has this larger goal of perhaps better connecting the city of Springfield to what's happening there on campus. They've been raising money all along toward this and are nearing their goal there as well. So this is a significant step, of course, for the university, but also for the larger community.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.